I'm Kirk Ziegler in Denver, where Colorado has a Democratic governor who plans to cut state employee benefits to help shore up a $1 billion budget deficit. Union leaders staged a rally yesterday on the steps of the Colorado Capitol in support of Wisconsin state workers. Now, Colorado is not solidly pro-union, but it's not a so-called right-to-work state either. And some state employees, like Ricardo Mathias, have fought to keep it that way in recent years.
We can't afford to shortchange these workers or the critical services they provide. I stand in solidarity with you today, my brothers and sisters. And especially in Wisconsin.
State employees are heading into their third year of a pay freeze, but here the cuts aren't seen as an attempt at union busting. Governor John Hickenlooper says his hands are tied.
There is no workforce that wants to face that, ever. And yet, there are people all over the state, and not a small number, that have no job.
Hickenlooper cast himself as a business-friendly Democrat. His plan is to increase economic development to raise more revenue, because he says Coloradans can't stomach a tax increase. Unlike every other state, voters, and not the Colorado legislature, must approve each and every single tax hike.
And I think that's the trade-off that really has to be explained and laid out for the public so that they can in a better position to make a choice.
Rich Jones is an analyst at the Denver-based budget think tank, the Bell Policy Center.
Do we want to continue with some significant cuts in K-12 education, or do we want to, look elsewhere and possibly talk about raising revenues?
In Colorado, K-12 education will see the biggest cut in this year's budget, hitting small rural schools the hardest, like the one where Christy Herrig works. She's worried she'll lose her job, and she's worried anti-union fever will spill over into Colorado.
I don't want unions seen as a bad thing. You know, the history behind where we've come, it's important. You know, we can't just dump it.
That's unlikely in Colorado, at least for now, with union-friendly Democrats controlling the state Senate. For NPR News, I'm Kirk Ziegler in Denver.
We're also following the court battle over President Obama's health care overhaul. A federal judge in Washington was the latest to rule. A suit brought by a group linked with the televangelist Pat Robertson challenged the requirement that Americans buy health insurance starting in 2014. The judge threw out that suit. Three judges have now upheld the law. Two judges have ruled against it. And Judge Gladys Kessler notes that the Supreme Court will eventually settle the constitutional issues raised by this case. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.